Okay. Oops. Okay, Boker Tov. We're back.
People love the videos upside down.
No kidding.
V'nahafochu.
Now it's perfectly fine.
Hold on.
Okay. So we are in Yud Adar Siman Rishon Bet, New Siman, very interesting stuff. Din Pidyon Shvuim VeKetzat Podinotan. So another very important form of tzedakah is paying, if a person is kidnapped, paying for his ransom. So that is big zachah. Says Maran like this: Podin Pidyon Shvuim Kodem LeFarnasat Anim VeLiksutan VeEn Mitzvah Gedolah KePidyon Shvuim, which means the highest form of tzedakah and the number one precedence for tzedakah funds is getting a person out of captivity, getting a fellow Jew out of captivity. Now, and that comes before feeding or clothing other anim. There is no greater mitzvah than pidyon shvuim, says Maran. Hilkach, lechol dvar mitzvah shegavu ma'od bishvilo, yecholim lishenoten lefidyon shvuim. Which means that if you collected money for any other mitzvah, since there is no greater mitzvah than Pidyon Shvuim, you can divert the funds from whatever you collected it for towards Pidyon Shvuim. And he says, "Ve'afilu im gavu letzorach binyan bet haKnesset, ve'afilu im kanu ha'etzim ve'avanim ve'iktzum letzorach ha'binyan, she'asu lemochram bishvil mitzvah acheret, mutar lemochram letzorach Pidyon Shvuim." Which means, even if you collected money to build a shul, and even if you already spent that money, you bought the beams and the bricks and the cement, you already bought the building materials, which the Gemara says very clearly cannot be sold once you do that and you designate it for Beit HaKnesset, you cannot sell it for any other mitzvah. There's one exception, Pidyon Shvuim. Pidyon Shvuim, you can use the money or sell the building materials that were already designated for Beit HaKnesset for Pidyon Shvuim to pay this guy's ransom to get him out of captivity. Yeah.
Is the Pidyon Shvuim comparable to someone who's a
captivity? There's a way to pay his bail, sure. If he committed a crime and he's Chozer B'Tshuva, what are you going to do? People make mistakes. Yeah. What are you saying, Ariel?
Can you compare Pidyon Shvuim to someone who is an Eved to a non-Jew? Or are they not comparable to one another? That we have to redeem.
He was captured, or he was sold?
As he was sold.
Willingly?
Yes, because in both cases, don't we have an obligation to redeem him?
Well, there is an obligation in the Torah to redeem him, but over there, that's not really considered Pidyon Shvuim if he sold himself. Okay. Pidyon Shvuim is when a person's captured. Understand?
Mm-hmm. Got it.
Are you famiding me? Okay, so now he says like this. So, says Maran, aval im bina'u kvar lo imkeru oto. However, if they already not only collected the money and purchased the building materials for the shul, if they already built the shul, you don't sell the shul for Pidyon Shvuim. If the shul is already built, you don't sell it. Says the Rama, ומכל מקום, הנודר סלע על יצדקה, אין פדיון שבועים בכלל, ואין לפדות בסלע זו, רק מדעת בני העיר, כדלקמן סימן השנון בב. If a person pledges or donates a sela to tzedakah, the halacha is that pidyon shvuim is not considered part of this thing. That sela has to go to the communal fund. You cannot use that sela for pidyon shvuim without the express permission of the bnei ha'ir or of the gabaim of the communal fund for pidyon shvuim, which means in general pidyon shvuim has its own fund and you cannot use your pledges towards that. Now, says the Ba'eretiv as follows. Bina'u, katav ataz midibra rambam, demashma midibra rambam, dimlo gamlo abinyan, rak itchilu bo, demutar limkor oto chelek shebina'u, which means, if they, let's say the entire shul is not built yet, it's only partially built, and then they have a need to raise some money for pidyon shvuim, says the Taz, inferring from the Rambam, that only when it's completely built, do we say that you don't sell the shul. However, if it's only partially built, You can still sell it. You can sell the rest of the materials plus the portion that's already been built. Tov. And he says, "V'nira pashut the kol shekin bet midrash le'inyan ze gam davar barur shemochrim sefer Torah lepidyon shvuim afilu lishal shvuim shelo kedivre ba'al adrisha atkan lishono." Which means, if all of this applies to a bet haknesset, certainly it applies to bet midrash, who in certain instances of halacha the
we still on? We're good?
Yeah, the audio just cut out for a few seconds.
So certainly also sell a Sefer Torah for Pidyon Shavuim. There are certain things that you're allowed to sell Sefer Torah for, as the Shulchan Aruch brings down in Ibn Ayezah Siman Aleph, Lisa Isha, for Pidyon Shavuim, you're allowed to, and also for Pidyon Shavuim, you're also allowed to sell a Sefer Torah. Continues the narrative bit. ומכל מקום והבח חולק על הגה הזו, אבל השח כתב שעיקר כדברי הרב, עין שם בעריכות. The Bach disagrees with the Ramah over here, and he says, no, a person who pledged money, stam, he's allowed to use that money for Pidyon Shavuim, unlike the Ramah. However, the Shach defends the opinion of the Ramah against the Bach, and that's how we hold. So, yeah, what's the matter? Lechaura, if it's and there's good reason to so it's not exactly it's a form of tzedakah, but it's not exactly Pidyon Shavuim is already when he's captured, when he's in captivity. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now it says like this. It says Maran Sa'if Bit, another very big one. It says Bit. Hamma'alim Ainav mi Pidyon Shavuim. Over al lo te'ametz et levavecha velo tikpotz et yadecha ve'al lo ta'amod al dam re'aicha ve'al lo yedenu beferech le'aynecha. When a person ignores the mitzvah of Pidyon Shavuim, if a person is able to do something about it and he ignores the mitzvah, a person transgresses four negative Torah commandments, which are not to strengthen one's heart against tzedakah, not to clench one's fist against from tzedakah, not to stand idly by your brother's blood, and to make sure that your brother is not enslaved harshly. So all those four avonot are applicable to a person who can do something about Pidyon Shavuim and just ignores it. Ubitel mitzvat patoach tiftach et yadecha lo. Person also he transgressed the positive commandment of opening your hand in tzedakah. Umitzvat veche achicha imach, and the mitzvah of having your brother live with you. And what else? Ve'ahavta le'ra'acha kamocha, ve'atzel lekuchim lamavet ve'arbe dvarim ka'elu. Which means at least four negative commandments, three positive commandments, and says the Shulchan Aruch, there's more where that came from too. Ya'aneh, be a good Jew. Yeah, Adam Boshe. Yeah? So now he says like this, Ariel, how's your Persian? Beseder?
Not like the others. I understand. I don't speak.
Okay. Beseder. Yesh tikva aval. Bezat Hashem. Your day will come. Now he says like this. So he says like this. Gimel. Kol rega shemeachel lifdot ha-shvuim hecha de'efshal le'akdim avet keilu shofech damim. If a person's in captivity and he delays or postpones doing so, being podeh shvuim, that is like, it's tantamount to spilling blood. It's tantamount to murder, because you never know what the captors can do to this captive person. They're, you know, they've killed him before, and many, many times these captors won't hesitate to kill him, so it's mamash ke'ilu shofech damim. Now, even if the person is in captivity only for monetary things, or, you know, he's not, it's not like a real hostage situation. Nevertheless, there have been situations where even for when people are taken hostage for monetary things, people have been killed for that also, right? How many bank robberies have ended up in death? You know what I'm saying? There's many monetary things that end up in shfichud damim, so a person has to be very, very careful. Okay, now, There is one more halakha that we'll do for today. This is a very important one. What happens if they are asking for an astronomical amount of money to pay the guy's ransom? Asking for tremendous amount of money, which again, obviously you can't put a price cap on the life of a Jew, but they're asking for something that's just out of everybody's league. Yeah, says the Shulchan Aruch. You cannot pay ransom for a fellow Jew more than he's worth, quote unquote, meaning more than is, you know, let's say for a goy, they would take a ransom, you know, $1 million. For the Jew, $10 million, because they want to milk the community. The Mishnah says, and the Shulchan brings it down, you don't pay it. You leave the guy there. Why? Which means that if we pay it, they're going to, the captors, they're going to keep doing it because they know they're going to get that amount of money. So in order to, as painful as it is, not to pay the guy's ransom, we say, listen, you have to stay there because if we do it, the Chachamim understood that it's going to lead to more situations like that. Says the Shulchan Aruch, אבל אדם יכול לפדות את עצמו בכל מה שירצה. Let's say a person's rich. Is there a cap on how much a person can pay for himself? The Chachamim didn't cap it out. Why? There's a pasuk in Iyov, ככל אשר לאיש ייתן בעד נפשו. How much does a person value his own life? How much money would you spend on your own life? Unlimited. So therefore over there, a person is allowed to spend as much of his own money as he wants to pay for his own ransom. Says Maran, not Maasev. No, you're getting yourself out. V'chin le'talmid chacham, for sure, yeah. V'chin le'talmid chacham, or afilu eno talmid chacham elu shud talmid charif, ve'efshar shiye adam gadol, podim oto bedamim merubim, which means that there's one exception to this rule. If it's a talmid chacham, you pay even more than the normal ransom amount to get him out. And even if he's not a Talmid Chacham yet, let's say he's a Talmid Yeshiva, but he's very, you know, you see he's very astute, very sharp, and you can tell that this kind of kid will eventually become a big Talmid Chacham. The Shulchan Aruch says that you pay the ransom even more than he's worth. Says the Rama, Bimishto, Ki Acher Dame Ola, Ayin Betur Even Ayin Siman Ayin Chet. There is a Machloket, how about for a person's wife? For those who want, there's a takanat chachamim that you have to pay for your wife's ransom, right? Pidyon. So it's a baraita and masechet ketubot, daf mem zayin amud aleph. Aval, whether or not you can pay more than she's worth, because if it's like another Jew, so what do you say? You're not allowed to. But for yourself, you're allowed to. So how do you look at your wife? Ishto ke gufo or not? Machloket in Siman Ayin Chet in Ibn Ezer. Let's see one more. Barit Lev says Demehem Katav Hashach Mashma Afilu Krovo En Mifdot Yoter Michde Damav. From the Shulchan Aruch says the Shach. It sounds like what happens with a relative? The whole we're speaking about over here, yourself versus your wife. What about another relative? Even if it's an immediate relative, a father, a mother, a brother, a sister, a son. What about them to pay more than they're worth, paying more than their ransom, says the Shach, based on the Shulchan Aruch, Asur. They would be in the same category as everyone else. Aval Abach Pasak, Derashai Livdoto Yoter Mikde Damav, Ben Lebito Krovav, Bechol Adam Ben Mochin, Kivan Deleka Duchka De Tzibura. Bekol Sheken Den Mochin Kshiba Livdot Et Ishto, Ela Den Mechayvin Livdot Et Ishto, Biyoter Mikde Dameha. Bechen Amad Davar, which means the Bach disagrees with the Shach. The Bach says that for a relative, especially a son or a daughter, you're allowed to pay more than it's worth, especially since he's paying out of pocket. He's not putting the responsibility on the tibur. And he says the same applies by a wife, la halacha. You're not a person, if they are ransoming the wife for much more than she's worth, he may pay more than the regular ransom amount, although he's not obligated. Some people, you know, for some people, you know, if they capture the wife and then they say, okay, pay 100 million, if you ever want to see her again, pay $100 million. No, man. doesn't have to pay. If he wants to pay, if he wants to pay, he may, says the Bach, but there's no chiyuv. So, and the only chiyuv lifdot et ishto is only when they are ranting her b'chdei dameha, however much she is worth. So we're going to leave it here. B'ezrat Hashem, we'll pick it up tomorrow. Yom Tov Mubarak. Yom Tov Vian.
Thank you.